Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. Tomorrow will be Cliff Clendenin's final meeting as a member of the Board of Supervisors. Clendenin lost a bid for re-election to Estelle Fennell in June's primary after serving one term representing the 2nd District. Clendenin won election in 2008 in a three-way race that included Johanna Rodoni as a write-in and Fennell as the other candidate. The board will honor Clendenin at tomorrow's meeting with a proclamation thanking him for his work and his service to the county. Eureka traffic safety officers are investigating the cause of a vehicle collision that sent two people to the hospital and may have been the result of illegal street racing. Witnesses told officers that the juvenile male driver of a Tacoma pickup was racing with the juvenile female driver of a red Honda headed northbound on I Street when the pickup slammed into a third vehicle crossing I at Del Norte. The force of the collision sent the Tacoma tumbling, and the second vehicle collided with a retaining wall. Unsafe speed is being considered as a cause, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Eureka Police. Arcata firefighters were called out to the community forest on Saturday after receiving a report that a tree was on fire. Fire crews found an active fire burning in an old-growth redwood tree which had extended to a height of 70 feet. The fire is suspected of being caused by transients camping in the area and had been burning for at least 24 hours before being reported. The city has closed Trail 15, where the tree is located, until further notice, and anyone with information about the fire is asked to contact authorities. As we mentioned last week, 7 local law enforcement agencies have teamed up with the California Highway Patrol to combine their efforts in removing dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways and highways. Over the weekend, the task force arrested 12 drivers on suspicion of driving under the influence. Officers from all departments have turned their focus to DUI enforcement during the holiday season, in addition to their regular duties. There are 3 new sheriff's deputies in town, and Sheriff Mike Downey was on hand to greet all 3. 24-year-old McKinleyville resident Luke Matheson, 25-year-old Spellman Stallworth of Arcata, and 32-year-old Destry Henderson all took the oath of office as members of the Sheriff's Department. Matheson and Stallworth are graduates of the Redwoods Police Academy, and Henderson comes to Humboldt County with 8 years under his belt with the Lakeport Police Department. And the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for the next 24 hours. Snow levels could drop to 800 feet with accumulations of up to 4 inches at higher elevations, and temperatures are expected to drop into the low 30s overnight, leading to a freeze warning as well. Check road conditions before you set out on a trip and be prepared for slick driving conditions. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. How to prepare for the unimaginable? That's a question that school administrators across the country are asking in the wake of the horrific shooting in Newtown, Connecticut on Friday that took the lives of 27 teachers and students. St. Bernard School Principal Dave Sharp doesn't have an answer, but he and his staff must be prepared regardless.
Well, hopefully it's the same response that every school has in this country, and really takes a look at what can we do to best prepare ourselves for something that you can't really prepare for. I mean, that's, or even expect or even think about happening in your school. But unfortunately, it's a reminder that we are susceptible to things that are beyond our control. So what can we do to secure and make safe our students as best as possible?
Random acts are just that, random, and you can't prepare for the unpredictable. But Sharp points out that you have to have a plan.
There are a number of different approaches that we're looking at St. Bernard's and have put into place, from more frequent lockdown drills to parent notification systems to get the word out in case there is something that needs to be communicated quickly. And just a review with our teachers, important safety tips with our front office staff to make sure that people that come into the office, that come into the school, are properly identified, made aware that there are visitors so that we all know.
Sharp went on to point out that with a smaller student body than public schools, it's a bit easier for staff to identify those who enter school grounds for whatever reason. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.